Jake has Trent Koch and he's downstairs. Jake Batrick.
Thanks, boys. I do have Trent Koch. And Trent, how's the feeling around the group after that tough loss?
Oh, yeah, obviously pretty flattening and disappointing. We went out there and didn't play exactly how we wanted to into the game, which is, you know, very disappointing from the coach's perspective. We haven't met as a coaching group and playing group yet, but, you know, to go down in contested possession, clearance and tackling in the first half isn't what we're about, especially as a midfield group. So, you know, we've got to take some responsibility and learn from it. But, yeah, they were very good.
I'm going to throw upstairs to Carl Langdon and Peter Bell.
Trent, looked really difficult for you guys, particularly when you had the ball deep in defence. West Coast so organised, it looked really difficult for you to transfer the footy to attacking positions.
Yeah, absolutely. They were fantastic in the way they defended the ground. Obviously, their home ground, it's that little bit narrower than any other ground we play at. So, didn't adjust very well or very quickly. We knew exactly what they were going to bring. We just didn't play exactly how we wanted to. So, plenty to learn from the game, but credit to West Coast defence and the way they pressured the ball.
And I guess there were a few positives for your side, but I thought it could have gone two ways after half time. And to your credit, you made a real contest of it in that third quarter.
Yeah, we kept fighting, and I mean, we probably played more of the way we wanted to coming into the game, which, you know, as happy as that makes us, it's not the standard we want to set as a football club to play one quarter up to two quarters of good footy. We need to play four quarters if we want to win them, especially against the good sides.
Alex Rance, I know you would have a huge esteem for Alex Rance, and he's one of the best defenders in the AFL. With the amount of footy that West Coast had, the way they're bringing it in there, I thought he competed very hard all night against one of the best forwards in the comp.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Rance's had a massive, you know, 3 or 4 years and continues to get better. I think what we can take out of his individual efforts as a group is just the way he never gives up and that 100% effort all the time. If we can get a few of our guys buying into that and trying to perform it for four quarters, we'll be a lot better side for it.
Hey, Trent, one thing, it's Carl here, one thing that I see you blokes not doing well yet is just your basic skill. I mean, some of the hand passes today, mate, over the heads of teammates, it was just those little things that really hurt you.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, that's where the turnovers lie, and a lot of them would have been centre forward for West Coast, so it gives them an opportunity to go inside 50. We just need to be cleaner and stronger when we are in those contests and make sure that we execute appropriately. I know we spoke about it last week after the game, but it'll just be one of those things that we have to focus on during the week and really instill that confidence for guys to win it and be clean.
As captain, and you're the leader of the group, what were the things that, say, were dissatisfactory for you tonight?
Well, I think just, you know, what you can bring every game, no matter who the opposition is, no matter who we're playing in our team, is effort and intensity. And I thought they were far better at the contest, especially in the first half. So, you know, as a captain, that's disappointing from our playing group. You know, that's something that we pride ourselves on. So we'll review the game Monday and make sure that, you know, we take learnings out of it. Obviously, they were grand finalists last year, so they're no easy beats. But we need to get better if we want to be at that standard and play consistent, good, you know, AFL footy.
You got almost the same number of possessions. It's unbelievable, mate. 342 to 340, but they got it inside inside 50, 60 times to your 27. You're not going to win too many games of footy with that, are you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think if you looked at a graph of the ground, most of the possessions would have been in one half of the ground. Obviously disappointing for us, that's in their forward half.
Thanks very much for your time, mate. Appreciate it,
guys. Thanks.
Trent Cotchin, the Richmond Tiger skipper, and we will hear from their coach too, not far away. We'd love to hear from you, 922-992. Tweet.